to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the editor-at-large for the Global Gaming Business, and today we sit down with Brian DeCora, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Gun Lake Casino Resort. Gun Lake just completed a five-phase renovation and expansion, which included an enclosed pool under a dome. It's the middle of winter in Michigan, and the pool is expected to draw thousands of new customers to the resorts. Brian DeCora took more than 5 years off from his casino career to spend time with his son and has now returned as general manager of Gun Lake. He talks about his time off, his vast experience in Indian country, and why he chose to return to this incredible property. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Global Gaming Business Podcast. We are here at G2E 2025, the second day of G2E, and my guest today is Brian DeCora, the president of the Gun Lake Casino in Michigan, and what a great property that is. I had a chance to see it last May, right after this Oasis opened, which is an enclosed pool, and what a fantastic project that was, and the whole property reflects the excellence of that project.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. You've always taken great care of me and the properties I've been at, but I got to tell you, this one got me excited. Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of calls over the years when, you know, I went home for 5 years. But when I came out and saw the amenities that we've got at Gun Lake, I got excited and jumped on right away.
Yeah, great. And, you know, it's got a pretty decent market right now. But how much do you think this is going to expand the market?
Definitely going to expand the market. Yeah. You know, a lot of our business comes from the north, from Grand Rapids. That's a huge feeder market. Right. One of our battleground zones is between Fire Keepers and Four Winds and Kalamazoo. Sure, right, great market there. But certainly
you
we've seen
a Fire Keepers, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know Fire Keepers well. 5 years, a lot of great people there, a lot of friends there still.
Sure.
But we have seen a lot of increased visitation from Detroit, Fort Wayne, Chicago, coming to see what's going on because the hotel, as far as our VIP guests I mean, they come out here all the time.
Right.
They compare us to Cosmo. They compare us to the best hotels out there. And with the Oasis, once this Michigan winter comes in, we got 80 degree and three pools. It's going to bring a lot of excitement, a lot of out-of-towners coming.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's a little bit chilly up in Michigan and even in Chicago. So people are going to want to come and get warm for a day or two, I guess.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
So how is that going to change your approach to your customers?
So this is the first time that Gun Lake has opened a hotel. So now you can pursue those guests that get that day and a half trip, an overnight and the next morning. And we really put a heavy emphasis on getting those comp visits from those players. Yeah. They don't have a lot of demand for the Oasis experience, but our spa business keeps growing week over week over week. So that's an unexpected gain for us because I haven't had a lot of spa. You know, VIPs want free play, hotels, dinners, sometimes entertainment. So to see that they want the spa as well is a nice surprise for us.
Yeah, no question about that. So this was part of a five-phase project, from what I understand. I followed it pretty closely down through the years, knowing HBG, the design team that put it together. Is this the final phase?
Always secrets to be held here, Roger, but no. So I think we've got some of the infrastructure plumbed out, maybe even the footings for another hotel tower.
Yeah, okay.
Once we get to that point, we're getting up to around 85% occupied for the week.
Okay.
We want to get that obviously in the 90s. Right. Some of our weeks are a little softer, around 70. So it's going to take a little time to make sure we get that sweet spot there.
Right.
But nothing else planned as far as expansion goes. But obviously, we'll be doing refreshes around the property because now that we've got this beautiful hotel and Oasis and Skoda Chop House, we need other amenities to look that part as well.
Sure. What's the property look like in terms of meeting space?
Meeting space is a little limited currently. We have some meeting space downstairs, but Oasis transforms into a beautiful meeting space.
Yeah.
We had some high-end clients come in. We seat around 500 banquet style, about 1,000 theater seating, and if it's standing room only, like for concerts, we'll do around 2,000 in there.
Yeah,
so that's a—I mean, we got palm trees everywhere, Roger.
Right, sure,
we have swimming pools, 4,000 live tropical plants, and we can control the temperature in the cold winter months of Michigan. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see the possibility for concerts in there. That it looked like it would be really, really exciting to see an act in there.
Definitely. And we had DJ Pauly D from Jersey Shore come in. Everyone went crazy for him when he came in. But we also had Chris Young, Country Music Sensation, Larry the Cable Guy, and the room just pops when you have entertainment in there. It's a cool experience.
And how's the sound? I mean, sometimes you would think it would bounce off the glass and sound okay?
You know, we worried about that quite a bit. We put these sound tubes in there, inflatable air tubes, but it costs a lot of money to deploy them because you have to get lifts in, go around the pools, you know, almost someone rappelling off the ceiling to get those things out. But we found if we put directional speakers in there, we point in the right direction, you don't get that backslap, and it's got a premium sound. It's just, it's almost a haunting sound with how beautiful it sounds. Acoustic guitar singers, it's great.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
So are you reaching out into these further metropolitan areas like Detroit or, and Chicago and, you know,
we
even,
are.
I guess even Indianapolis you can get it.
No question about it. So we had a large group of Chaldeans come in from the Detroit market. That was set up before I got in. But, you know, they came over and they said, oh, my gosh, we didn't even know Gun Lake existed.
Right.
And they come in, they see this hotel. We had an Oasis event for them with a band. It's a huge stage. So that expanded our reach quite a bit. So, yeah, we're doing some digital stuff. We have boards and outer markets, things like that. And we have a lot of reactivation programs going as well. But we'll get them in.
Yeah, no question. So when I visited, I just spent a couple of hours there. I went into the coffee shop and talked to the employees. I played a couple of games. And the employees seem to be really excited about this, that now they have something really quality they can present to their customers. How important is that for you?
Man, that is the most critical piece. I mean, we can build these four diamond properties, but if the service isn't there, it just feels like a mismatch.
Exactly.
I think I tell you, when it comes to this staff at Gun Lake, you know, when you walk in as a new GM, president, CEO, whatever, you want to get a feel for how well they do.
Right.
And there's a difference between willing to do the work and taking pride in the impact they have.
Right.
This
yeah.
team has pride and impact they have, whether it's serving the tribe or serving the guests. It's a pleasure working with them. They're outstanding.
Yeah, that's obviously something you have to have. And the corporate culture there, how does the tribe influence that?
Oh, my gosh, the tribe is fantastic. I mean, I've had a pleasure of working with some of the best tribes in the country. And I got to tell you, the Gun Lake tribe, They really stand behind their emphasis on taking care of the team, being a responsible member of the community and serving the community that we work within. And they've been very, very supportive. If I bring something to them, there's trust there.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to get trust from an entire board, especially in an Indian country where there's so much intertribal politics, all this stuff. It's not there. They just trust you to do what you, you know, think we need to do. It's been pretty impressive.
I understand the tribe is also trying to diversify, you know, develop other areas of their reservation, which, you know, outside of gaming.
Yeah, so Gun Lake Investments. I got a lot of great people over there. One of the coolest projects they're doing right now is, I don't know if you ever saw Hot and Now hamburgers.
Yeah.
It used to be 39-cent hamburgers. You get a bag for like $4 or something like that. They bought the last physical structure of Hot and Now. It's going to be right across the street from the casino at the gas station. But they've purchased a lot of land where we can build affordable housing, not just for Michigan residents, but our team members.
Sure.
And you know, so we're excited about that, but they've got a lot of infrastructure and long-term planning that I get a little bit of feedback, you know, from that standpoint, but I'm a gaming guy. I'm going to let them do what they do great, it's fun to be a part of.
Right. So let's talk about the games that you have there. Obviously, you have some table games. Do you have 6-5 blackjack or is it 3-3?
So when it comes to our games, you know, I really trust, you know, Don Snyder. He's a table games guy. He's been in Vegas. He's in Detroit. He grew up there. Came back and forth a few times, but he offers some of the best, great fun games there.
Right.
And you know, whether you're coming in for the traditional craps, roulette, blackjack. He puts the best games out that take care of our guests. Yeah.
Okay, great. And the slot machines all look like they're pretty new, so you've had to kind of refresh them as well.
Yeah. So when we were doing the Phase 5 development, apparently we pumped the brakes a little bit on some of our slot investments, and I think we saw it in our revenue. So so once we reinvested in our Phase 5, that last we had 150 games that came in, and it has made an impact on the gaming floor. And we've got a couple other fun things in the works as well.
Okay, good.
A lot of great slot products.
Great. Well, this is your first winter in Michigan. A little chilly up there for Duluth.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You always got the pool. So I'm anxious to hear what's going to happen this winter. And so next G2E, let's get together and we'll figure out. You can tell me how spectacularly successful this winter was.
I'd love to do it, Roger. We're up about 20% in revenues and EBITDA year over year since I got there. And obviously, that's huge nod to what the tribe's done with the investment, things like that. But things are really looking up for Gun Lake, and it's just a fun time to be there. But
exciting,
we'll catch up
after
winter for you. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, and good
My
luck
pleasure.
This winter.
Thanks, Roger. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out the Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the daily news of the gaming industry, subscribe for free to the Global Gaming Monitor at igamingbusiness.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.